India's newest rage, the AI concierge. Anthropic's $65 billion round exceeds India's four-year haul. GCC hiring slows in India. Why Delhi High Court's Hindware ruling could trigger a rethink in India's 1 lakh crore ad market.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast. Let's start with a new category that investors are closely watching. We are talking about AI concierge startups. The idea is simple. Instead of planning a trip, buying a gift, booking a service, or even managing household chores yourself, you give instructions to an AI assistant and it gets the job done. So behind the AI layer, there is often a network of real people handling the execution. And investors say there are already at least a dozen startups operating in this space. Some of the names being tracked include Hulp, M, Pocus, Faf, Aviha, Robin Home, Quaish, Namak.io, and Cookmate. So Money Control has learned that Hulp is currently in talks to raise around $4 to $5 million from investors, including Sparrow Capital and JVC. Now, this comes after AI concierge startup EM raised around $11 million. Now, the target audience is familiar territory, the same 40 to 50 million urban consumers already using food delivery and quick commerce apps. Now, industry executives say anyone willing to spend around $2,000 to $3,000 a month for convenience could become a customer. But some startups are starting with meal preparation and kitchen management, while others are trying to handle a much broader range of everyday tasks. Now, the larger question is whether these services can move beyond convenience and build sustainable businesses at scale. But we'll have to wait and watch for that. All right. Next up, a funding round that more than all the money Indian startups have collectively raised between 2022 and May 2026. Now, according to data shared with Money Control by Venture Intelligence, Indian startups raised around $54.9 billion during the entire period. Now, even if you include the record funding year of 2021, Anthropic's latest round alone amounts to nearly 3/4 of all startup funding that has come into India since then. Now, the funding round values the cloud maker at around $965 billion, making it one of the most valuable AI companies globally. The comparison also highlights where investor attention is currently concentrated. While Indian startup funding has recovered only gradually from the past 2021 correction, capital is increasingly flowing into a small number of frontier AI companies, building foundation models and large-scale computing infra. Now, Anthropic's latest backers include investors such as Sequoia and GreenOaks, along with strategic partners including Google, Amazon, Samsung, Micron, and SK Hynix. Now, the broader takeaway is that AI funding is becoming increasingly concentrated, with fewer companies attracting larger and much larger checks. Now, moving to hiring, where India's GCC sector is still growing, but the hiring strategy is changing. Global capability centers or GCCs are increasingly moving from mass hiring to what industry executives call precision hiring. Now, according to InfoEdge data, GCC hiring fell 4% sequentially in April as companies focus more on productivity gains driven by AI. At the same time, demand for experienced professionals continue to rise. Industry estimates suggest that mid-level and senior professionals now account for 55 to 70% of new GCC hiring. And AI-related roles are seeing the strongest demand. Companies are actively hiring Gen AI engineers, cloud architects, cybersecurity specialists, and data engineers as well. So some specialized AI professionals are now commanding salaries up to 1.7 times the market rates. So even with the slower pace of hiring, India's more than 2,100 GCCs are still expected to add between 130,000 to 150,000 specialized jobs this year. So the hiring engine is still running, but companies are becoming much more selective about the talent they bring in. And before we wrap up, a quick update from the digital advertising world. A recent Delhi High Court ruling involving the Hindware trademark is drawing attention across the advertising industry. The court permanently restrained Google from auctioning the Hindware trademark and related variations as advertising keywords. Now, the decision could have broader implications because competitor keyword bidding has become a common practice in digital advertising. Now, that is where companies bid on rival brand names so their advertisements appear when users search for competitors. Now, industry executives say the practice has often forced brands to spend money defending their own trademarks in search results. However, there's still debate around the issue. Some advertising experts argue that if a competitor's trademark is not explicitly used in the advertisement itself, keyword bidding should be viewed as competition for consumer attention rather than trademark infringement. However, the ruling is expected to be closely watched by sectors such as finance, travel, consumer goods, and tech, where competitor keyword bidding is already common. You might come across this as well when you're searching for a brand. And as more brands examine their legal options, the judgment could influence how search advertising strategies evolve in India going forward. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday in the evenings. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.